Quality healthcare in Zambia calls for stronger Ebola preparedness. The Prisoners Future Foundation celebrates Africa Freedom Day with a call for compassion, rehabilitation and support for pardoned inmates. In international news, Nigerian President doubles down on reforms as 2027 race begins. In sports, Leicester City confirm a Patson Daka departure after five seasons.
We're
up front and reliable news every day. My name is Abigail Trassis. The Prisoners Future Foundation, PFF, has joined the country in celebrating Africa Freedom Day by advocating for compassion, rehabilitation and support for inmates eligible for the presidential pardon. Foundation Acting Executive Director Mark Musiwa has emphasized that true freedom extends beyond political liberation to include justice, dignity and social reintegration opportunities. Mr. Siwasa's presidential pardon is a vital tool for mercy and restorative justice, offering incarcerated individuals a chance to rebuild their lives. However, he urged communities, employers, faith-based groups, civil society and families to welcome and support released prisoners with understanding rather than stigma. The Foundation has therefore stressed that successful reintegration requires collective effort, including psychosocial support, livelihood opportunities, legal identity documentation, and access to social protection services to help former inmates reintegrate smoothly into society. And President Hakainde Hichilema has pardoned 1,505 inmates during this year's Africa Freedom Day celebrations. Ministry of Home Affairs Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo said 708 inmates have been released, while 797 others have had their sentences reduced to fixed terms under the presidential prerogative of mercy. Mr. Matembo explained that the move is in line with Article 97 of the Constitution, which empowers the President to grant pardons and reduce punishments for convicted persons. He disclosed that among those released are 700 ordinary inmates, two female inmates with infants, one elderly inmate, and five foreign nationals. Mr. Matembo said the pardons form part of government's efforts to ease congestion in the correctional facilities, alongside the construction and expansion of correctional centers across the country. He also appealed to families and communities to welcome former inmates back into society and avoid discrimination, warning that rejection often pushes ex-offenders back into crime. The Medical for Quality Education in Zambia, MQHZ, is currently calling for strengthened Ebola preparedness measures in response to the escalating cases of the disease in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. MQHZ Director General Chris Wawu says Zambia remains at high risk because of frequent movement of people and goods crossing the border with the DRC, warning that any delay in preventative action could expose the country to avoidable health dangers. Mr. Wawu urged authorities to improve screening systems at border posts and ensure frontline health workers are adequately equipped and protected. He has also appealed to organizers of public gatherings, including markets, churches and transport hubs, to promote hygiene awareness and responsible health practices. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwabo explained citizens, Dr. Mwabo reminded citizens to remain alert, observe proper hygiene, avoid spreading false information and seek medical attention early when experiencing symptoms like Ebola or other infectious diseases. In more news, the Bankers Association of Zambia, BAS, has highlighted the severe impact of the recent drought in the SADC region on both the banking sectors and the broader economies of member countries. At the BAZ Stanbic Bank Fourth Banking Industry Symposium held in Lusaka, BAZ Chairperson and Stanbic Bank CEO Mundwa Siakalima emphasized the critical role of capital adequacy and currency regulatory frameworks in helping banks respond effectively to environmental shocks. Mr. Siakalima noted that the region's economies are currently in recovery and rising stages, adding that Zambia's recovery is mainly driven by improvement in agricultural and resurgence in mining. Mr. Siakalima stressed that strong currency frameworks coupled with capital adequacy, serving as a key buffer, enable banks to absorb risks, continue operations, fulfill obligations, and support economic activities. Additionally, he pointed out that effective currency frameworks are vital for maintaining confidence in the local currency during its function as the main medium of exchange and enhancing the transmission of monetary policy. In international news, officially endorsed by a second term, Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu is leaning heavily on his economic record, defending painful reforms even as soaring living costs continue to test public patience. Nigerian President Bola Tinubu on Sunday defended his economic reforms.